both entrances and put three remaining soldiers at strategic points around the cantina. Their presence alone caused some patrons to pick up their drinks and stagger elsewhere. Jet Nebula occupied a dark corner, sprawled across a low-padded lounge with his head tipped back and his battered droid standing protectively at his feet. The glass in front of him was empty. As Ula approached, Jet's head came up and fixed him with the same stare he had been using earlier that day. "Nice duds," he said. Ula felt his face turning red. Diplomatic supplies idea of sensible amounted to a mock military uniform in purple, with meaningless epaulettes and insignias on every available surface. He had taken off the baubles, but there was nothing he could do about the color except drape a gray cloak across his shoulders and hope for the best.
"You wanted to talk with me?"
he said, cutting right to the chase.
"That depends, mate. Are you buying?
Is that all you're after? A free drink?"
"So what if I am? A man's got to take it where he finds it, in my line of work."
"Which is?"
"Can you guess? It takes a faker to know a faker."
A cold chill ran down Ula's spine. What was Jet saying? That he knew Ula was an informer? Was he going to blackmail him for money? Or worse? Jet smiled and scratched lazily at his chin.
"All these questions are making me thirsty. How about you send your man to buy us a round of reactor cores, and we'll talk like proper gentlemen?"
Ula had no choice but to agree. On the off chance Jet did know something, he didn't want it revealed in front of his security detail. Ula gave the orders, and the droid tottered off after Potanin. He sat down, ignoring the sudden weakness in his knees.
"What do you want?"
"I've already told you, and you're already providing."
"I'm not talking about alcohol. Be more explicit."
"If you can't figure it out, then you're no use to me."
"What do you mean?"
Ula felt his indignation rising, but before he could lash out in return, something occurred to him.
"Wait a minute. Yima said you had the favor of Tassar Barish. What are you doing down here, cadging drinks off me?"
Jet said nothing. Ula examined everything he knew about Jet, and found a clutch of previously disconnected facts taking a surprising new configuration in his mind.
"That's your ship in the dock," he said. "The one with the blast damage. You ordered a smuggler's drink. You sent Faker because of what you do, not me."
"All politicians are liars," he said, to quote Chancellor Generis.
Ula didn't laugh at the paradox.
"You're the pirate who found the Cinzia."
"I prefer freight, Captain," said Jet. "But I am that fellow."
He executed a mock bow from his slouched position on the lounge.
"The Huts don't forget who their friends are.
You don't look like you're enjoying yourself."
"What's not to like? My ship's impounded and I can't leave the palace. I'm in paradise."
Ula leaned in closer and whispered over the table.
"Is that what you want to talk to me about? If so, I don't have the authority to..."
Jet waved him silent. Potanin had returned with the drinks. They were large, murky, and dangerous looking. Jet raised his, blew off the scintillating foam, and toasted the Republic. Ula echoed the toast and took a sip. Electric fire burned a skylane down his throat and caused a slow detonation in his stomach.
"Are you all right, sir?"
asked Potanin.
"Yes, Sergeant,"
he managed.
"Leave us for the moment.